How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunchberries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's John Littlefoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunchberry.
No!
No one steals my Crunchberries.
I think you mean my Crunchberries. Choose your own Crunchventure with Cap'n Crunch.
I care a lot about language. I think language is the main way that the left has upended our culture. I think we got to be very careful. Do we call a man a he or a she or a this or a that? So I want to focus in on a subset of language right now that is bringing up a lot of confusion. That would be Zoomer lingo. So lingo of the generation just below mine, Gen Z, the Zoomers. My producers have compiled a list of Zoomer terms. They want to see if I can define those terms, if I know what they are, if I know how to use them in a sentence. Let's analyze some Zoomer speech. First word, yeet.
Hey, Tara, you want some?
Yeet! I've heard this word. I have heard yeet. I imagine that yeet is just a sort of primal cry, like the scream of some, you know, pre-civilized savage. Yeet! Yeah, but I think it has the same meaning as like, or like, you know, or something like that. I think it is an expression of irrational will and desire. Am I right? Oh, yeah, kid. Nice. Yeet is an exclamation of excitement, approval, surprise, or all-around energy, often as issued when doing a dance move or throwing something. Amazing. All right, we're off to a good start here. This is great. Simp. Oh, a simp is a pathetic guy who's just trying to get a woman to like him by being, like, really weak and, like, a big wuss.
Simp! Simp! Simp!
When instead what he should do is be a big Chad, like a cool Chad confident guy who just doesn't try to suck up to the woman all the time, and then paradoxically, or counterintuitively perhaps, that actually will get the woman to like him. A simp is a slang insult for men who are seen as too attentive and submissive to women, especially out of a failed hope of winning some entitled sexual attraction or activity from them. Nice, man, I'm such a Zoomer. I'm so hip to the jive.
Oh, stewardess, I speak jive.
Steez. Steez. I've never even heard this one. Steez. Steez. It's a unique personal style pulled off with ease. For example, you seeing this steez? I'm going to start using that. Yo, you seeing this steez right now? No cap. No cap. Is it like, you know, back in when I was a youth? You'd, like, bust a cap. That would be something that we would often do roaming the streets at night.
Good gracious! I should bust a cap in your ass!
So I don't know if this cap would refer to that cap. No, or, like, no capitalism? Because they are kind of commies, right? A lot of those Zoomers are commies. Like, an ANCAP is an anarcho-capitalist. No cap. Like, there's no top. Like, there's no limit to whatever activity is going on. I'm going to say that. I'm going to say no cap is like limitless.
The limit does not exist.
The expression no cap is slang for no lie or for real, often used to emphasize someone is not exaggerating about something hard to believe. So I guess I don't get this one right.
No shit.
Okay. All right. Fine. I don't. The producers say that I don't. Stan. Oh, a stan is like a supporter of something or a fan of something or someone that will stand by someone or something else. Stan is slang for someone who's a very zealous fan, especially of a celebrity or music group. Stan can also be a verb for liking something a great deal. So, right, like we stan this or that.
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's skincare routine has arrived.
So, what am I? I'm 3-2 right now? I've still gotten most of these right. This is good. Pull up. This is a trick question. Is this that, you know, pull-ups, that was the only thing I could do in gym class because I was thin. So it's like, yeah, that, but I couldn't do, you know, I'd always be picked last for various sorts of athletic endeavors. Pull-up Is it when you lift your body using your arms on a bar? It's an invitation to come over. Pull up like, huh, well, I've never heard that. Maybe it's because I've never been invited to come over.
Okay, I'll pull up.
Sus. Sus, I imagine, is short for suspect. I have seen this. I think it's an expression of skepticism or, some sort of endeavor or person is of a dubious nature.
Boy, this is worse than the time I was sus.
Giving the impression that something is questionable or dishonest, suspicious. Okay, all right. Still doing pretty well here. I'm feeling pretty safe in my ability to understand the majority of Zoomer lingo. Addy. An addy. Give me your addy. At like a, so I think it refers to an address, but I think it's more a virtual address than a mailing address. I don't think it's like, give me your addy. It's like 523 Smith Street or whatever. I think it's like, give me your profile or your email address.
I'll be like, send me the addy. Hop out the push with a baddie. Got a nice face in the bag.
There it is. Yeah, an address, especially an email address. Okay. Next up, snatched. Is this like a sex thing? Snatched. I assume it, like, taken? Like some, like I snatched your lady? In drag slang, snat, drag like a transvestite?
Yep.
Okay, so in sort of transvestite slang, snatched is fierce or on point. That is to say, excellent, especially when it comes to personal appearance. So I got that one wrong. I guess it is a weird sex thing, like I said.
You really snatched my weave?
A wig. So this could be, is it like, is it a slur for white people referring to a slur for black people? Because that was one when I was a kid. Or is it just like a fake hair that you put on your head? I'm going to say either of those two things. Either one, I'm right. Wig is a slang term that means amazing. Okay. Incredible or awesome. It is typically reserved for when someone is surprised by something in a really good way. So like, wig. Oh, that's wig.
Did you just say wig?
Yes.
I know. Wig. I feel that already.
Bet? Bet is now a slang term? It obviously isn't to gamble. Because if it were to gamble, it wouldn't be Zoomer slang. That's just what the word means. Like bet, like better? Like you better, or so, I'm going to say it's a sort of in some way an abbreviation or an allusion to betterment. Bet is a slang term of affirmation, agreement, or approval along the lines of cool or I'm down. It can also suggest doubt. Okay, hold on. So I think I thought I kind of was in the ballpark on the first one. Then it says it can also suggest doubt or disbelief. Like yeah, sure. So it expresses affirmation and doubt. And I guess it relates both to betterment, like, yes, this is better, this is okay, sure. But also to bet, like, you bet, right? Okay, so it just means, it's just one of those words, it means everything.
Bet. I know that. Slow it down.
I want to take that one as a winner.
Ugh, fine.
Shook. Shook, or shooketh. Shook means I have heard this before. I believe it means I'm, you know, really taken aback. I am befuddled. I am, my beliefs have been shaken. You know, the fundament of my very person has been upset and has been unsettled. That's what I'm going to say.
Whew.
Shook is the past tense of the form shake, used as slang term to describe feelings ranging from discombobulation and fear to rage and elation, kind of like I'm all shaken up. Yeah, great. TFW, that feel when. It's that feel when. You know that Zoomer lingo real good. TFW or that feel when. Yeah, that's right. That feel, man, I'm such a Zoomer. I'm so keen. I'm so keen and hip and cool and jive.
It's like he's trying to speak to me. I know it.
That feel when is an expression that people use to frame their statement and express their emotions. These can range from relatable to not so relatable situations. It places an emphasis on the emotional content of the sentence. Typically, it can be used to highlight awkward, ridiculous, uncomfortable, annoying, or odd things that happen to someone. That feel when you find out Knowles is just a total cool, hip, jive Zoomer. Okay, that's the next one. Is that how I guess they have a pronunciation guide. I guess. Like, I suppose it's an expression of disapproval? Like,
no, I'm crestfallen.
That's what I'm going to say. It's an expression of disapproval. Is an interjection used to convey surprise, happiness, and other intense emotions. It's stereotyped as an overused expression of VSCO girls on social media. What is a I need a further Zoomer dictionary to know what a VSCO girl. Maybe I don't want to know. It's a photo editing app, apparently, my producers tell me. Okay. I'm like a BMP boy, you know, bitmap. That's what us millennials are like. So do I get credit for that? Because it says surprise, happiness, or other intense emotions, one of which presumably could be disapproval. Do I get credit?
Nope.
All right, the judges say no. That's fine. Okay, which of these terms will be here to stay and which term should never be used again? Well, skzkzkzk should not be used again because it's very hard to pronounce in English. So that one's out forever. Which one is going to be around to stay? The thing about slang is that the entire point of slang is to be obscure and not able to be understood by older people. It's specifically in language, in group language. So the whole point is that I shouldn't know Zoomer slang. Actually, the fact that I do means that some of this slang is not very effective to keep out the millennials such as myself. Which is more likely to be around forever, though? I guess shook. Shook is probably going to be around for a little longer because it derives from an actual word, like shaken up. Whereas, you know, yeet, I don't think that one's long for this world. Or like simp is but simp is confusing because it's like you're a simpleton, it could be, you know, he's a bit simple or something. So it doesn't, like obviously the phenomena that all of these words describe, those are going to be around forever. But in order to subvert, you know, the culture and in order to evade being understood, the lingo is going to change. I think with the exception of shook. You dig? You dig jive turkeys? Let me know some of your cool hip lingo in the, you hip cats.
How do you do, fellow kids?
Hey man, you know, you put that in the comments and I'll try to get cool and hip to the jive.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley. For the love of home.